A federal moratorium on evictions expires at the end of December. It may be extended until the end of January. Even then, it's not bulletproof. Overall, the pandemic has taken a crisis of housing affordability and made it worse. In western Massachusetts and elsewhere, growing numbers of people are falling behind on rent and are in danger of being evicted. As New England Public Media's Jill Kaufman reports, that's even with well-funded state assistance programs.
In Chicopee, Massachusetts, Iris lives in a three-bedroom apartment with her young family.
So I have my son, he is 15. My daughter, she's 11. And then my baby, she's turning 2 in January.
Iris asked that we not use her last name. She's worried her landlord would retaliate against her. Her rent is $900 a month. Utilities?
My gas bill is like maybe $100, maybe more. The light is about the same.
And in 2019, before the pandemic, her landlord tried to evict her. Iris had been working as a home health aide for people with disabilities. Her partner had moved out, and she fell behind on rent. Her landlord served her notice, and they ended up in housing court.
We were seen by a judge. I went through a lot. Like, I had domestic violence in there, too, as well. And so it was hard. Thankfully, the judge was able to give me, like, another chance.
When the pandemic hit, Iris says her job taking care of several different people a week in their homes put her and her family at risk.
I felt like that wasn't safe because COVID was super, super bad at that time. And I just wasn't feeling comfortable just going to homes with people with COVID.
Iris stopped working, got unemployment, but the income wasn't the same as her wages. And she had to make choices. Food and diapers were a priority. She tried to get financial assistance from the state of Massachusetts through the Residential Assistance for Families in Transition Program, or RAFT. The lengthy application requires, among other documents, a lead certificate from the landlord. This is how Iris learned the apartment where she's lived for 4 years has lead paint. And because she has a child under 6, the landlord is out of compliance with state law. Because of that, at least for now, she's not eligible for RAFT benefits.
And kind of upset at it because I live here. I've been living here for a long time and I'm still not able to get the help.
Iris does have a new job, and she connected with an attorney from Massachusetts Fair Housing in Holyoke. She is 6 months behind in rent. Evicting people in a pandemic is a public health crisis wrapped in a public health crisis. Keith Ferry is the CEO for Wayfinders, a housing agency in Western Massachusetts. He says while renters who come to them looking for help are of all races,
more than 70% of white households in this region are homeowners, whereas only about 30% of people of color-headed households are homeowners.
Wayfinders processes RAFT applications from residents of Hampden and Hampshire County. In the recent past, Ferry says the agency would run out of money for the program 9 months into a year and only be able to help a few hundred households. But now, money is not the issue. There's a lot of financial aid available from the CARES Act, state coffers, and the potential new federal stimulus bill. And it's a good thing because when Massachusetts ended its eviction moratorium at the end of October, the number of people asking for emergency rent assistance exploded.
We received 2,500 applications. So that just gives you a sense of the demand that's coming to us. At our peak, we were receiving something like 100 applications a day.
More than half the renters in Hampden and Hampshire County pay over 30% of their income for rent. Those folks are living on a razor's edge, Ferry says, with the pandemic's disruption to the economy and lost wages. The federal moratorium on evictions holds until the end of December, possibly until the end of January. It's not an automatic safety net for people behind on rent, Ferry says. Tenants need to at least affirmatively declare to their landlords they're applying for RAFT. And Ferry says landlords are not necessarily the villains here.
For many landlords, especially smaller landlords, this becomes a real crisis if they have a small building and one or two tenants can't pay their rent.
At this moment in time, I have 4 tenants who I haven't gotten a dime from this month.
That's Esther Anderson, who owns 16 apartments in two buildings in Pittsfield, Massachusetts.
And as this has gone on, it's gotten worse and worse. And I'm at a point now where I have completely tapped out my personal savings. I am not eligible for any assistance because my mortgages are commercial and I don't live in the properties.
She did live in one of the buildings long ago, and Anderson says she's not a stranger to the kind of jeopardy people are in right now. When she was a kid, she says, her family had to live for a time in a camper. Most landlords don't want to evict people, Anderson says, and often it's young families who are at risk.
They're trying, or they're trying to try, you know, with children or even without children. And where are they going to go? If they can't pay my rents, which are below market, how are they going to pay rent somewhere else?
Anderson talks to a lot of other landlords when she's at her day job at Home Depot, and she's also on the board of the Rental Housing Association of Berkshire County. Tenants need to tell their landlord what's going on, Anderson said. Last week, she says she spent an entire morning helping two tenants fill out their RAFT application. Then it's up to them.
Make applying for help a job. You have to treat it as a 10-hour week job until you do your work that you have to do for this.
For a variety of reasons, some people behind on rent will leave their homes before they ever get taken to court or ask for help. Wayfinder's Keith Ferry and others are still trying to get the word out to renters, landlords, and lawyers financial aid is available, even though it is taking weeks and weeks to get to people. Wayfinders has a backlog of more than 6,000 applications. Long before the pandemic, there was the overall problem of a lack of affordable housing, and Ferry says that won't be solved by these emergency relief programs.
We need more vouchers for tenants to try to find affordable housing on the private market. But we also need to build more affordable housing in the region, and affordable at different income levels, not just the lowest income, but low and moderate income folks find big challenges finding affordable housing.
Iris in Chicopee looked into Section 8 vouchers. The wait could be 10 years or more. Meanwhile, she's staying in touch with her landlord. He knows she's trying to get assistance. And legally, he still has to deal with the lead paint. For New England Public Media, I'm Jill Kaufman.